heartbreak's a term that's bandied around a lot by losing teams in football, but that's as close as you're going to get to heartbreak. We're immensely proud of the boys and their second half performance, and you know, they dragged themselves into the game and got ahead, and you know, in fairness, we were in a position where we shouldn't really have lost, and that's, I suppose, the only thing we can be disappointed about. You know, we just lacked that wee bit of cuteness, and maybe the fact that they have won, you know, four titles and they had players in the field with experience of closing things out, you know, which we didn't have, I suppose. And but look, hearties, congratulations to Kevin. You know, it's an immense achievement what they've done, and you know, we can only sit in awe of it. And you know, it's been a very, very, very difficult year, and you know, I think Donegal have to take stock of a lot of things, and you know, and looking at Kevin, you know, in a lot of ways they deserve their success. You know, they give this competition, you know, everything as a county, and it's just no coincidence, you know. And as I say, look, very proud of the players. They put an immense shift from, I think, the 10th of August we gathered last year to try and get ready for this, and I'm very proud of getting this far and their achievements on the night.
It was a serious tactical battle. Were you happy at half time to be the goal down? Was that the plan, to be still within striking distance?
Yeah, very much. We're very disappointed with the goal. You know, it was a stray hand pass up the field, and we got caught at the other end, and you know, there's it was a great finish by young Dylan. And look, it was 3 points to two. Last year we were looking down the barrel going at 6-1 at half time, and we were always chasing. This year we weren't in that situation, and you know, I think we put Kevin to the pin of their collar tonight, and you know, and they had to earn it, and but they did.
I know the first half performance was good defensively, the second half performance was good defensively, but you really went at them in the second half.
Well, that's what we asked them to do at half time. We asked them to be brave and to go for it, you know. Sometimes teams can get to the stage and they can be overcome by a fear of losing, and you know, our boys were a bit, I suppose, apprehensive in the first half, and it took them a while to get going, but you know, at half time they realised sometimes you can be overcome by trying not to lose and trying to keep your house tight, but you know, at some stage you got to go and win it and go for it, and they did that for 25 minutes, and unfortunately, you know, we just got caught at the end.
And it just seemed that you hit the front at the right time.
Well, you would have thought, you know, everything was in our favour at that stage, but look, we just switched off, you know, and lack of cuteness, and you know, you would have to say in hindsight, you know, it's not what you want to be saying, but you know, the big flood in the middle of the field never got through when he did, and you know, those are the lessons you learn, and hopefully those players learn those lessons and bring it into their careers down the line. You know, there's a lot of really good fellas in that room, and you know, the big futures ahead of them for club and county, and you know, we set out at the start of the year, like we have the last 3 years, to improve every individual as players and send them back to their clubs as better players, and you know, I think we will have done that, and you know, if you get success along the way, that's brilliant, and unfortunately we just came up short.
You're immensely proud of the players. I'm sure you're immensely proud of the fact that you didn't leave a stone unturned either yourself.
That's pretty much irrelevant now, Tom. You know, look, we, as I say, it's been a very, very difficult campaign, and you can't shy away from the fact that Kevin have won four, and everybody knows, you know, the importance they attach to the competition, you know, and as I say, it's look, we only do our job and do as much as the players that got us this far, and fair play to them, you know.